This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, September 7th, 2017. I'm Seemarie Ainsborough. Teachers in the UK have come together to create a new union to protect the profession and to take on the government as it cuts back on education. The Association of Teachers and Lecturers, the ATL, and the National Union of Teachers, the NUT, have agreed to merge into a new union called the National Education Union. The NEU, which will have more than 450,000 members, will be an affiliate of Education International, the global union for teachers and other education workers. The new union will be guided by the general secretaries of the two merging unions, Mary Boosted and Kevin Courtney. Ms. Boosted, who headed the ATL, spoke about the merger at a recent conference.
We, the profession, must become more powerful. And that is why ATL members voted so strongly to do something really difficult and daring. They voted to stop being ATL and with the NUT to become the National Education Union. Because ATL members recognise that divided unions can do something, but together we can do so much more. The National Education Union will be a game changer in the education policy debate and in the working lives of education professionals. It will speak and act always on the side of the profession, advocating for better work, work which is satisfying, and for workers not being subject to a climate of fear. The NEU will be a game changer in schools and colleges, where it will overwhelmingly be the biggest union, a force to be reckoned with wherever our members work, wherever they face unfair treatment, poor management or discrimination. The NEU will be the place to argue out things and to regain your professional voice, to speak truth to power, so that the imbalance between the government and the profession is righted, so that the professional respect due to educational professionals is given to them, so that the education we provide for children and young people gets better. Because in the end, that's why we are here. We are here because we care deeply about our pupils and students, and we want them to navigate with confidence an uncertain, volatile, complex and ambiguous world where the old certainties of job for life no longer apply. We are here because we want to do more and do better for the children and young people we serve. And to government, we ask one thing only. Give us the tools to do the job, hold us properly accountable for the work that we do, and then stop meddling.
Kevin Courtney from the NUT spoke about the power the new union will have as it fights for teachers in the UK.
Our two unions have a strong record already of working together. It was our action together persuaded the government to increase its initial offer on pensions. It was our action together that protected pensions for teachers working in independent schools. I think it's our joint campaign on funding, our joint website, our joint survey published today, which has changed the political debate around school cuts, made it the top political topic, made it the front page story on some newspapers today. That's our joint work. So we've done a lot together, but I think our members of both unions know that there is so much more to do if we're to put right the working lives of teachers and other professionals. The National Education Union will decide its own priorities, but Mary and I, working together as Joint General Secretaries, our guidance to the National Education Union will be that two central priorities have to be the campaign on funding cuts and the campaign against excessive workload that our members face. I believe that together, in the National Education Union, we can win further support for the campaign to persuade the government to put back the £3 billion that is taken out of our schools during this parliamentary term. I think we can reach other unions, we can reach parents, we can reach politicians of all political parties with that campaign. And I think that working together through the National Education Union, we can begin to make a real difference on teacher workload.
Ms. Boosted and Mr. Courtney will steer the National Education Union during a transition period until 2023. I'm Seemarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.